Earlier this week, I spoke with Main Roads Minister Mark Bailey about the new road safety campaign, My Road Toll.
My road toll is one.
My road toll is one. My brother, Ryan.
My sister, Lani.
My son, Adam.
My road toll is one.
My road toll is two.
And it's a reminder that road tolls aren't just statistics, that when there are accidents on the roads, the victim is not only the person who loses their life, but also the family and friends that are left behind. 3 years ago, Sharon Ronneberg lost her daughter, Tanya, due to the selfishness and stupidity of a drunk and tired driver. Sharon, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us about Tanya.
Well, everybody's daughter is special to them, I suppose, but she was very special to us. She was very well known in our community as well, so she had a lot of friends. She had a busy life. She was into fitness, and she was a head statistician for the Taipans too, so she had a job that she loved as well, and we did a lot of training together. She was generous, kind, funny, smart, a bit bossy sometimes. Always telling me what to do and what
all the
to wear.
Best, all the best daughters are bossy, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
So what happened on the 11th of May 2013, Sharon?
Well, she was due to meet us for a training session out at Trinity Beach, and she didn't arrive. So we did our training session without her. Mm-hmm. And I just thought she'd perhaps been a bit lazy. I don't know. I just had a feeling. And my husband said, well, go in and just drive in and see, have a cup of coffee with her if she slept in or something. So I did do that. But while I was driving in, the police had gone around to my son's house because they thought that he was her husband. Mm-hmm. And they, you know, had to tell him. And then they went down then to tell us, and my husband was there, but I wasn't. So that was a bit hard for everybody. And then they told me to turn around and come home, that they had heard from her. But when I turned around to go back home, I passed her bike, and mm-hmm. I knew it was her bike because she put pink tape on the handlebars so I could see her during a race. I could never see her because they all looked the same. So she did that for me, and when I saw that bike with the pink tape on it and one shoe, I knew it was her.
How did you get confirmation then that was your girl who was gone?
I probably did what you shouldn't do, is I pulled over and I rang my husband, said, she's dead, I know she's dead, and I could tell my son, you know, I could tell by their voices, and I just, they're there, wait there, and then no, and I just drove home, like a maniac, really. Could have been two of us, but anyway, I did drive home, and I'll just never forget their faces as I pulled in the driveway and saw them there. It was terrible, terrible day.
Sharon, what had happened?
Tanya had a flat tyre, and she was off on the side of the road changing a tyre, and the driver had a lot of many, 15 or so rum and cokes the night before, and he'd had a backpacker friend with him, and he was taking her back into the city, and when he was driving back home again, he was tired and he fell asleep. He was seen veering off the road once, and then, you know, jerked back onto the road again, and then he was seen veering off the road again, and that's when he hit Tanya. Like, it was a big stretch of highway, 7 o'clock on a Saturday morning, hardly anyone around. And
so he was tired, he was over the limit, he was driving, and he was seen swerving by other drivers as well.
Yes, yeah.
What happened to that driver?
It took a year for him, you know, for all the court proceedings, shall I say, and very frustrating at the time. And then the months, when it was a year that she had passed away, some say a year since she was murdered, because I really believe that's what it is, he was sentenced to 3 years suspended, so he spent 12 months in jail. And he's now out, walking around, having a good time, I suppose. I don't know. I try not to think about it.
It wouldn't feel like justice to you, I imagine.
Not at all. It's not. I don't know if you want to sort of know these things, but the maximum sentence for that kind of crime is 14 years. But because of precedents that have been set and the way the law is, 1 year.
How do you overcome a loss like this as a family, Sharon?
Well, I don't believe you do. You know, life has to go on, and you have to decide how you're going to do that. Now, my husband and I, we cried every day for over a year.
Mm.
You know, you just start crying. I almost feel like crying now, but, you know, life goes on and things happen and they just, you know, it happens. But Tanya's death still feels like it happened yesterday.
Mm.
And but having said that, I try to do the things that she would want me to do, live a good life, keep fit. She was very proud that I was an old, fit mother.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she used to organise me to run in races with her. And I'm thinking, oh, God, I can't do this. But I always did because, she wanted me to do it with her.
Yeah.
And I try to continue that with my son and husband. We do a lot of stuff together. And Tanya's friends and the community of Cairns and worldwide, really, because she travelled a lot, they still write on her Facebook page and send her messages telling her what they're doing, saying you'd be proud of me, I've done this, or I've, you know, lost 50 kilos or whatever. So she's always there, you know, and she always will be, and that's the way I want her to be. She's in my heart anyway, and I think of her all the time every day. I drive past the accident site every day, say hi to her.
Mm.
Yeah.
Sharon, what made you want to be part of the My Road Toll campaign?
Well, I would have said yes anyway, because I think it's the right thing to do. I think to try to make people, even if you can frighten them into doing the right thing, that's not a bad thing.
Mm.
But one of the things I keep telling people is the lady that was speaking to me all the time, she kept saying, you know, transport and main roads is TMR. She said, TMR would like to do this and TMR would like to do that. Well, my daughter's initials are TMR, and that's how she used to sign herself, so I thought it was a sign. I should do it.
Oh, I think your daughter would be very proud as well. And it's incredibly difficult. I've lost three cousins in separate road accidents over the years, and you do miss them often. And I just think you and the others involved in this campaign, it's an incredibly difficult thing to do, but you're obviously committed to making sure that as many families as possible never go through what you've had to go through.
That's exactly right. I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy. It's just so hard. It's just not the way things should be.
Mm.
And one of the things that gets me through too is that, you know, it was quick for Tanya. You know, sometimes it's not so quick for other people.
Yeah.
You know, and other people have diseases, children with diseases. But, you know, I still think that... when I was listening to the commissioner speak in Brisbane on the weekend, 95% of these accidents are preventable. That's just ridiculous. 95%, if you just follow the road rules, drive to the conditions and pay attention, they needn't happen.
That's it. Your girl would be with you.
She would be. She'd be there with us and she'd be living the life she should be.
Yeah. Sharon Ronneberg, you know, lots of love to you, your family, everyone else involved with this campaign, and thank you so much for talking with us this morning.
Thank you for having me. Thank you very much.
Sharon Ronneberg, who is part of the My Road Toll campaign, and I don't think there's anyone who hasn't lost somebody, be it family or friend, in a road accident. So keep it in mind when we're on the roads. It can be pretty easy to go over the speed limit and... maybe not drive to conditions, all those things that we take for granted, we hope other people are doing. Let's make sure that we're doing it as well.